Is mind chatter wearing you down? No matter what you do, not good enough. In today's episode, you'll learn how to do something fun to show mind chatter that it is not running the show. Take that, mind chatter. From Maui, Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. Mind chatter will keep talking to you as long as you keep listening to it. One way to stop listening to it is to engage in pleasurable activities. I don't have time for that, you say. Well, I don't know what to tell you. If you keep doing what you're doing now, you're going to keep getting the same result. And I'm pretty sure that you are listening to my voice right now because you want to stop mind chatter from driving you so crazy. So anyway, let's listen to my idea and maybe you can try it. Maybe you decide, nah, it's not for you. But either way, hey, you're already listening, so let's go ahead and go for it, shall we? One way to quiet mind chatter is to do something fun. Find something that lights you up and then actually do that activity. Don't put it on your to-do list where it falls to the bottom, and you don't actually do the activity. Find something absolutely wonderful and then do it. If you already have fun things in your life, great, go for it. If you already have fun things, or if you don't, you're not sure, you haven't had fun in so long, you've forgotten what fun feels like or looks like, that's okay. Either way, today we're going to talk about trying new things. Trying new fun things. Trying new activities will afford opportunities for you to learn new things about yourself. This cannot happen when you're doing the tried and true. We love the tried and true. Definitely keep doing the tried and true. But this week, I challenge you to try a new fun thing. And yes, the new fun thing might not be fun. It might be interesting. It might be boring. Might lead to something else. But you're going to learn some new things about yourself, and that's the best part of all. I love to travel because I get to go to new places and learn new things about other cultures, other environments, and about myself. When I am walking on a new path and a new place where I've never been, I am alive, I'm alert, I'm more observant than I am when I'm walking on my street where I live here on Maui. But what if change scares you? You don't want to try and fail at a bunch of new things. You don't want to look stupid. You don't want to waste precious time and money. Because trying new activities costs time and sometimes it costs money. You want to find one thing that works for you, one thing that makes you happy, and then keep doing that thing for the rest of your life. Keep hitting that repeat button. I'm the same way. I am continually seeking security. I want to feel good now. I want to know that I'm okay right now and that I will be happy and I will be okay for the rest of my days until I die. That's really what I want. However, that's not what this life gives to me. This mindset is the perfect setup for mind chatter. Mind chatter will tell you that security is an option if you work constantly for it. When you're not working for it actively, you are worrying about it. Mind chatter will tell you that you can have security as long as you stay on that wheel, that hamster wheel of productivity. No breaks allowed. When you take a break for fun things, you get off of that hamster wheel. You stop listening to mind chatter telling you that when you do this and this and this and this and that, then you will be okay. I did that for years. I chased security. Mind chatter never ever told me, you did all those things. Good job, Lucky. Woo! Go take a break. Go have some fun. Mind chatter always had more things on the list. You are the person that has to tell you that you've done enough, it's time to go and have some fun. Mind chatter will never tell you that. You'll gain two things in this process. You'll actually get to engage in some pleasurable activities, and you'll be quieting mind chatter. When you don't listen to mind chatter, It quiets down. When you tell yourself, I'm going to go do something fun, and then you go and do something fun, mind chatter will probably pipe up louder for a while. But when you keep focusing on the positive things in your life and the fun things in your life, those things are going to get louder and mind chatter will quiet down. An accessible wellness tool is to write down what you want. Write down your intentions. In this case, what do you want to do for fun? Grab the closest piece of paper and writing tool. You can use your phone. You can grab a receipt out of your purse or your pocket or your car. Flip it over on the back of that receipt. Write down what you want to do for fun in the next week or the next 3 days. Give yourself some kind of deadline. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity to really dive deep where you have this beautiful journal that you purchased and you have your quiet little corner and your cup of tea and you're in your zen zone. And then you can really give proper attention and time to think about what it is you want. I don't know about you, but that kind of serenity only happens for me a couple of times a year if I'm lucky. No pun intended. If you're unsure what to write, write down whatever comes into your head. This is a dynamic list. It's going to keep changing. What you write down today, maybe you think, oh, I want to go whitewater rafting and that sounds awesome. Next week, you might pull out this list and think, why did I write that down? I don't want to do that. I'd rather get out my knitting needles. I'd rather sit under my favorite tree and write poetry. The cool thing is that we do get a change over time. And what we commit to today, tomorrow, we can change our mind about it. It's totally fine. So today, just get out that scrap piece of paper or write a text to yourself and write down some things that you want to do to go out and try them. This isn't about serious things. This is about fun. Hold on a sec. We're taking a break. Are you running on empty? Do you need an infusion of joy and excitement? If you could use a boost right now, my online spiritual retreat can rejuvenate you. I love in-person retreats, but I don't love the travel hassles and the expense. That's why I created my online retreat, which you can do from your sofa. It's easy, affordable, and can breathe new life into your spirit. Nothing is pre-recorded. It's all live with me in a small group online setting. There's a link in the show notes to sign up and videos with information on my website. Register now at wellnesswithlucky.com. Next, you get to try some of those fun activities on your list. If you're not good at it, welcome to the club. We generally need to practice at things before we get better at it. When I was learning to ride a bike at my home in the suburbs in Cincinnati, Ohio, I was pretty bad at it. I kept falling over and scraping my knee. My mom would give me a hug and offer me a cookie. That's how we comforted each other back then. We offered each other hugs and sugar. But the more often you practice at trying new fun things, the better you'll get at it, the more comfortable you'll get at it. When your mind chatter starts piping up, you don't have time for fun. When it's such a regular habit in your life, mind chatter will know it doesn't even have a fight. This will help you to quiet your mind chatter. The more often you build fun into your life, the quieter your mind chatter will be. When you say, oh, it's time to go and have some fun right now, your mind chatter will pipe up and say, you don't have time for this, cancel that. But if you do it on a regular basis, if you go out and do fun things on a regular basis or stay in and do fun things on a regular basis, mind chatter will realize it doesn't even have a fight. It may as well not bother because you're going to go ahead and do it anyway. Who has time for fun? Who has time on a regular basis? Okay, maybe once a year you take your allotted time off of work and you go on a vacation. You get in a car and go on a car trip. You get in an airplane and go somewhere. You quote unquote relax for the week. And then you come home and it's back to the grind the rest of the time. even if you quote unquote take weekends off, a lot of us work the whole weekend. We do our home improvement projects, we buy groceries, we do all the daily things that we need to do to keep our lives running. I bless those activities. Absolutely. It's important to improve our homes and to buy groceries. Yes. However, it's also important to have balance in your life. Schedule time for fun things. If you have it in your head, but you don't put it on your calendar, it's probably not going to happen. So make it happen by putting it on your calendar. Prioritize your fun by scheduling it first thing in the morning if you can. I love watching the sunrise. I have found that meditating at sunrise fills my emotional cup. It's taken me a while to learn to enjoy meditation, but now that I've arrived at that spot, at least most of the time, almost every morning, I sit by the water. I live on Maui. I'm blessed and privileged to live right by the ocean. And I sit there at sunrise for usually 20 minutes and watch the colors dance on the water, watch the colors change, the birds finding their breakfast. It's such a lovely, lovely time. For about 3 years, the night before, I would write down my to-do list for the following day, and I would write, meditate. I would choose how many minutes my intention was for that day, 10 minutes or 20 minutes. And the next morning, I would resist that. I would tell myself, I don't have time for that. I have a chapter in my book to write. I have this interview to set up or to prepare for. But when I put it down on paper and I put it on my calendar, I generally surrender to it and then I do it. Over that amount of time, it really took me about 3 years to really get in the habit. And just the last probably 2 months, I've stopped writing it on my calendar because now it's such an ingrained habit, I don't have resistance to it. Mind chatter doesn't even tell me most of the time that I don't have time to meditate because I've made it such a daily integral habit in my life. Love it every morning. I'm glad that I don't miss a sunrise. Blesses me every day. That's what I want for you, to build fun things into your life, a variety of fun things, so that over time, your mind chatter loses that power. You lose that resistance to it. And when you realize, hey, I wrote down something fun for me to do today, you just go ahead and do it. There's not a big fight about it. When your fun activity falls later in the day, make that a priority. It's in your calendar. It's an important appointment, just like any other important appointment in your calendar. Let's say you are excited to try a new exercise class. Your friends have been nagging you to try spinning for years and you weren't into it, and you've heard about this new nice looking instructor that's starting teaching at your gym, and all of a sudden you have an interest. So you put it on your calendar. You finish work and it's 2 hours before the class starts. If you're tempted to go home, even though you know that going home might make you get really comfortable and not actually leave the house and go to the class, keep that priority of the class. Find something to do for those 2 hours between work and the class. Find a new park that you haven't been to. Go and sit and read a book. Catch up on your texts. Find something to do that's pleasurable to fill that time. My next online retreat is coming up fast. It's in 2 weeks. If you put off signing up, you will miss it and nothing will change. If you want to change, if you want to grow and experience freedom, commit to this retreat today at wellnesswithlucky.com. I am excited for you to try new activities. You are going to learn so much about yourself. You're going to meet some really cool people. You're going to find some things that you love and you get to hit the repeat button. However, next year, next month, a couple years down the road, these things might grow stale, or maybe your body will change and the activities that you're enjoying today, they're not going to agree with you in a couple of years. That's part of the human process. Good thing for you, you will be ready at that point. because you've practiced trying new things, you'll be ready to try new things in the future. Seeking security is like chasing a ghost. You may catch glimpses of it, but security is never here to stay. And in a way, that's a cool thing, because when you are feeling timid or unsure of yourself about trying something new, really putting yourself out there to try some kind of new adventure, you can think of that as a science class experiment. You get to mix some new things, mix some new ingredients together, see what comes of it. Okay, it might blow up in your face, but either way, the bell will ring and science class will end. Whatever experiment that you're trying, you'll get to learn from it. And then next year down the road, you get to try something new and you will have gained experience and wisdom from all the things that you tried in the past. My wellness tool for you today is to practice the affirmation, "This too shall pass." When it's an activity that you're enjoying, "This too shall pass" will remind you to live in the moment and really, truly be present and experience that experience. Also, when you're trying something new and you're not enjoying it, "This too shall pass. Wait a little while, it'll be over." If you're not sure how to practice affirmations, check out my website, wellnesswithlucky.com, or I'll put it in the show notes. I have a really good resource for you that's free called "How to Practice Affirmations." As we close out this episode, I am excited for you to try new activities. Yes, you're gonna find some things that really turn you on and that fill up your emotional and your spiritual cup. That's awesome. I'm even more excited that you're gonna learn about yourself. You're gonna bring out those inner resources and realize that even when you are outside of your comfort zone, you're okay. Whatever strength and knowledge and wisdom that you need, that's gonna come forth and you're gonna make the best of any situation. Choosing me as your personal coach is a significant investment in yourself. Maybe you've worked with a coach previously and you think I might be an awesome fit for you. Or maybe you're considering working with a coach for the very first time and you're unsure in general about the process. I invite you to dip your pinky toes into the waters of personal coaching by dropping into my upcoming online spiritual retreat. During the 2-day event, you'll get a feel for my vibe and how I work with my clients. It's a small group event, so you'll get to connect with some really cool people like yourself on a spiritual path of joy and healing, not to mention bravery, right? Participating in my online retreat will allow you to, in essence, try before you buy. For all the deets, including videos of a previous retreat, search up wellnesswithlucky.com. You can register for the retreat there too. I am humbly excited. Can I be that? That sounds like a paradox. Humbly excited. Okay, we're going with it. I am humbly excited that my higher power is using me as a channel of peace through my upcoming retreat and through working one-on-one with my coaching clients. I am truly lucky. I invite you to be part of my journey of peace. Aloha.